Welcome to a podcast of the Digital Book Report 2013, presented by June Jammerch Parsons. This podcast was recorded at the 2013 TA Conference in Reno, Nevada.
One place that you might find trouble is on Amazon. And the reason I say that is because of Amazon's click to look inside feature. Now, let me just explain a little bit about New Perspectives. This book, this probably is relevant to some of you. I have a comprehensive version, an introductory version, and a brief version. Okay, the comprehensive version is 12 chapters. The intro version is 8 chapters, and the brief version is 4 chapters. All right? So when you go onto Amazon and you look inside the comprehensive book, the entire first chapter is there, every page of it, plus about 100 other pages from the book. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if I was a student and I was assigned the brief book, well, I could go over there and I can get a fourth of the book. So another thing that I suggest that you do is to go to Amazon and look inside your textbooks and see how much is available to students on the look inside feature. And if there's too much, contact your editor and let them know that Amazon has put up too much information from your book. Because how much information from our textbooks needs to be up there? Really? 10 pages? That's probably enough for students to get an idea of what the book is about. And consecutive pages, do they need to be consecutive? Probably not. So I personally wish that Amazon would change its policy on its textbook look and size. I think that their current policy really sucks. Okay, so getting to the end here. This was this quote that I started out with. Books will soon be obsolete in public schools. Well, who said that quote? It was Thomas Edison in 1914. And I could end with that, but, you know, the quote is really interesting because he was interviewed for New York Dramatic Mirror magazine. And here's what the quote, the actual context of the quote. Books, declared the inventor with decision, will soon be obsolete in the public schools. Scholars will be instructed through the eye. It's possible to teach every branch of human knowledge with the motion picture. You might just substitute digital there. Our school system will be completely changed in 10 years, is what he said. Now, he also went on to say, I don't think every home will have its own projecting machine, although the wealthier people will possess them, no doubt. The cheapness of film entertainment is due to its popularity among the many. The expenses per capita are extremely small. In a home, the cost would be very great. The future will see motion pictures more or less in the home, while in clubs, in theaters, and in motion picture houses, they will be most popular. So I'm just going to leave you with, there were a lot of kind of scattered thoughts there and a lot of statistics on digital publishing, but I hope that that helps you kind of put some of this digital stuff into context. And I hope that you can start to apply that to what might be happening with your books as they begin to go digital or as their digital formats change. So I thank you for your attention, and I wish you all a safe journey home. Questions? Yeah.
How do we deal with the psychology of feeling mugged and robbed?
You feel violated.
We do?
Yeah.
I understand. And, you know, this is a time, I think, every time I go to a conference, it's a very Jekyll and Hyde kind of experience. Because I get all these great ideas, and there's all this really cool stuff happening. But then again, there's this dark side. Right? There's the dark side. The speaker that we had the first day was talking about curating our works. And as if we don't have enough to do writing the books, now we have to think about also curating the books. So we are certainly in a time of change. And I don't know if I feel exactly mugged. I just feel sometimes overwhelmed by the amount of change that we are undergoing and that we'll undergo and we're going to experience in the future. I think the change is going to even accelerate. So we're kind of in an uncomfortable, we're in a very uncomfortable position, I think. Other questions, comments? Okay. Yes, there's a question back here.
I really appreciate your being here and with us last year as well. This is a wonderful extended lecture from you. Let's focus on TAA for just a quick moment. What can TAA do to assist authors that are interested in creating ebooks? What specifically should TAA be doing? Should we be publishing short papers, little how-to books? Should we be providing references to services that provide ebook manufacturing? What would you recommend for this organization in fulfilling its obligations?
You know, that is an excellent question, and I think your initial ideas are good ones. I would have to think about that a bit more because I'll tell you that when I write a textbook, I work directly in InDesign, which is a desktop publishing system, and in a sense, a first step to digital for me is understanding the entire publishing process from the print to the digital, and including the born digital stuff. But I don't know how to say this politely, but I was really shocked in my first TAA meeting when I discovered that most of the authors were just kind of using a word processor, and they were shipping their stuff off to a compositor who was then laying it out. I mean, that was just shocking for me. So I think that we have to look at technology. We have to spend more time talking about and looking at technology in our TAA meetings and in our in the newsletter. That just off the top of my head, I think that's something that we really need to start looking at, because we need to feel comfortable within the context of technology in the publishing world. Like how many of you have a pretty good feeling for the technology behind EPUB? Yeah. And it's like, if somebody comes to you and said, do you want your book in EPUB format or do you want it in PDF format? Would you have any way to evaluate which one of those would be most appropriate? Yeah, okay, right? So, we kind of need to start from Digital Books 101, maybe, and start to really look at the technology and the advantages of it. We can talk about that, and maybe we'll correspond about that a little bit over the course of the year, and we'll see what we can come up with. Yeah? Okay. Good.
Any other questions? Well, thank you so much, June.
One place that you might find trouble is on Amazon. And the reason I say that is because of Amazon's click to look inside feature. Now, let me just explain a little bit about New Perspectives. This book, this probably is relevant to some of you. I have a comprehensive version, an introductory version, and a brief version. Okay, the comprehensive version is 12 chapters. The intro version is 8 chapters, and the brief version is 4 chapters. All right? So when you go onto Amazon and you look inside the comprehensive book, the entire first chapter is there, every page of it, plus about 100 other pages from the book. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if I was a student and I was assigned the brief book, well, I could go over there and I can get a fourth of the book. So another thing that I suggest that you do is to go to Amazon and look inside your textbooks and see how much is available to students on the look inside feature. And if there's too much, contact your editor and let them know that Amazon has put up too much information from your book. Because how much information from our textbooks needs to be up there? Really? 10 pages? That's probably enough for students to get an idea of what the book is about. And consecutive pages, do they need to be consecutive? Probably not. So I personally wish that Amazon would change its policy on its textbook look and size. I think that their current policy really sucks. Okay, so getting to the end here. This was this quote that I started out with. Books will soon be obsolete in public schools. Well, who said that quote? It was Thomas Edison in 1914. And I could end with that, but, you know, the quote is really interesting because he was interviewed for New York Dramatic Mirror magazine. And here's what the quote, the actual context of the quote. Books, declared the inventor with decision, will soon be obsolete in the public schools. Scholars will be instructed through the eye. It's possible to teach every branch of human knowledge with the motion picture. You might just substitute digital there. Our school system will be completely changed in 10 years, is what he said. Now, he also went on to say, I don't think every home will have its own projecting machine. Although the wealthier people will possess them, no doubt. The cheapness of film entertainment is due to its popularity among the many. The expenses per capita are extremely small. In a home, the cost would be very great. The future will see motion pictures more or less in the home, while in clubs, in theaters, and in motion picture houses, they will be most popular. So, I'm just going to leave you with, there were a lot of kind of scattered thoughts there and a lot of statistics on digital publishing, but I hope that that helps you kind of put some of this digital stuff into context. And I hope that you can start to apply that to what might be happening with your books as they begin to go digital or as their digital formats change. So I thank you for your attention, and I wish you all a safe journey home. Questions? Yeah.
How do we deal with the psychology of feeling mugged and robbed?
You feel violated.
We do?
Yeah.
I understand. And, you know, this is a time, I think, every time I go to a conference, it's a very Jekyll and Hyde kind of experience. Because I get all these great ideas, and there's all this really cool stuff happening. But then again, there's this dark side. Right? There's the dark side. The speaker that we had the first day was talking about curating our works. And as if we don't have enough to do writing the books, now we have to think about also curating the books. So we are certainly in a time of change. And I don't know if I feel exactly mugged. I just feel sometimes overwhelmed by the amount of change that we are undergoing and that we'll undergo and we're going to experience in the future. I think the change is going to even accelerate. So we're kind of in a very uncomfortable position, I think. Other questions, comments? Okay. Yes, there's a question back here.
I really appreciate your being here and with us last year as well. This is a wonderful extended lecture from you. Let's focus on TAA for just a quick moment. What can TAA do to assist authors that are interested in creating ebooks? What specifically should TAA be doing? Should we be publishing short papers, little how-to books? Should we be providing references to services that provide ebook manufacturing? What would you recommend for this organization in fulfilling its obligations?
Oh, you know, that is an excellent question, and I think your initial ideas are good ones. I would have to think about that a bit more, because I'll tell you that when I write a textbook, I work directly in InDesign, which is a desktop publishing system, and in a sense, a first step to digital for me is understanding the entire publishing process, from the print to the digital, and including the born digital stuff. But I don't know how to say this politely, but I was really shocked in my first TAA meeting when I discovered that most of the authors were just kind of using a word processor, and they were shipping their stuff off to a compositor who was then laying it out. I mean, that was just shocking for me. So I think that we have to look at technology. We have to spend more time talking about and looking at technology in our TAA meetings and in the newsletter. That just off the top of my head, I think that's something that we really need to start looking at, because we need to feel comfortable within the context of technology in the publishing world. Like, how many of you have a pretty good feeling for the technology behind EPUB? Yeah. And it's like, if somebody comes to you and said, do you want your book in EPUB format, or do you want it in PDF format? Would you have any way to evaluate which one of those would be most appropriate? Yeah, okay, right? So, we kind of need to start from Digital Books 101, maybe, and start to really look at the technology and the advantages of it. We can talk about that, and maybe we'll correspond about that a little bit over the course of the year, and we'll see what we can come up with. Yeah? Okay. Good.
Any other questions? Well, thank you so much, June. This has been an educational presentation brought to you by the Text and Academic Authors Association.